Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israel sent tanks into eastern Jabalia in the northern Gaza Strip early Sunday after a night of heavy aerial and ground bombardments. Gaza's health ministry reports 19 people were killed and dozens were wounded. Reuters correspondent Ian Rubens reports.
Jabalia is the biggest of Gaza's 8 historic refugee camps and is home to more than 100,000 people. Late on Saturday, Israel's military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said its forces operating in Jabalia were preventing Hamas from re-establishing its military capabilities there. Palestinians displaced for a second time attempted to set up tents there as Israel proceeds with its plan for a ground attack on Rafah. More families, estimated in the thousands, were leaving Rafah as Israel's military pressure intensified. Tank shells landed across the city as the army gave new evacuation orders, calling for Gazans to head to what it calls an expanded humanitarian area in Al-Mawasi.
That's Reuters correspondent Ian Rubens reporting. In a video statement Sunday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said Israel's call for evacuations from Rafah raises serious humanitarian questions, as he maintains there are no safe places left to go in Gaza.
I've repeatedly expressed my alarm about the catastrophic impact of a possible full-scale offensive on Rafah, including the possibility of further atrocity crimes. I can see no way that the latest evacuation orders, much less a full assault in an area with an extremely dense presence of civilians, can be reconciled with the binding requirements of international humanitarian law.
Turk encouraged all nations and states with influence on Israel to do what they can to prevent them from launching a full-scale attack on Rafah. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial will continue in New York this week, and former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is expected to testify. Associated Press correspondent Eric Tucker, who is covering the trial, explains why Cohen is such a crucial witness to the case.
He is Donald Trump's former lawyer and personal fixer, and he matters here because he made a $130,000 payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign to buy her silence about an extramarital sexual encounter that she says she had with Trump a decade earlier. Cohen was then reimbursed by Trump, and this is where prosecutors say the crime occurred.
That's AP correspondent Eric Tucker reporting. Canadian authorities are urging all remaining residents in the northeastern part of the province of British Columbia to leave immediately, despite improving weather conditions after thousands have already evacuated due to a fast-growing wildfire. The blaze, which started Friday, almost doubled in size on Saturday, reaching about 17 square kilometers. British Columbian Wildlife Service maps showed the fire burning just a few kilometers west of Fort Nelson city limits. The first recipient of a genetically modified pig kidney transplant has died nearly 2 months after the procedure. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital did the procedure in March. The hospital's transplant team says it's deeply saddened, and there is no indication the 62-year-old died as a result of the transplant. Slayman's family thanked them, saying their efforts gave them 7 more weeks with him. Previously, pig kidneys had been temporarily transplanted into brain-dead donors. 2 men received heart transplants from pigs, although both died within months. I'm Julie Walker.
Swedish performer Nemo was the winner of the 68th Eurovision Song Contest, an event this year roiled by protests over the Gaza War and the participation of Israel. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at a press conference filmed by SVT and EBU after his big win, Nemo said,
I really hope that Eurovision continues and can continue to stand for peace and love. I think that needs a lot of work still.
Nemo's victory in the Swedish city of Malmö came amid a backdrop of anger over Israel's participation in the Eurovision Song Contest over its actions in Gaza. Ahead of the final, protest organizer Pierre Jacobson explained why people felt Israel shouldn't be allowed to join this year.
You can't throw bombs with one hand and glitter with another hand.
I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.